to taste the pure difference.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Into Hump Day Wednesday, July 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. In the next segment, Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital will be joining us. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me right now, 231-360-5140. This will be our Ask the Vet interview with Dr. Jeff. Lots of information. Good stories out of Lansing. Absolutely amazing. The things that the governor signed into law yesterday, we're going to have a full recap for you. Passing her woke agenda in the budget. That's going to be the discussion for today. But basically, want to get you up to date, up to speed, the events that are happening. Tomorrow night in Gaylord, the first biennial candidate debate is going to be happening at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. You need to come to this event. You need to come to see who shows up, who doesn't show up, and to hear the questions that the county chairs of various county parties around Northern Michigan and Dare Rendon, the chair of the Michigan Republican Committee in the 1st Congressional District. She's going to be acting as the chair of the panelists. I will be there as moderator and timekeeper. Knowing the rules, knowing how the debate's going to be handled, that's what my role has been set up to do. Sunday night, we had a conference call with the county chairs in Dare Rendon. And the discussion came up about candidates or elected officials who don't show up. Basically, I was chosen with my knowledge of Michigan news, Michigan politics, getting emails from every single committee in Lansing, House committees, Senate committees, bills, MichiganVotes.org. is where I look up all the bills, see who the sponsors are, who the co-sponsors are, what committee assignment they got assigned to, as well as knowing their voting record. I've studied their campaign finance reports. I've also followed Congressman Jack Bergman's voting record. voting for the extension of the Patriot Act, extending the FISA court, paying for sex change operations for active and retired military members. I know everything about his housing, his residency. Where does Congressman Jack Bergman really live? So if these folks don't show up, I will go and sit up at the two chairs and I will take their place. And when the chair of the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, Dare Rendon, and the other county chairs ask questions, I will answer those questions, not as the elected official, not as the candidate, but based on my knowledge, studying the news, the voting records, campaign finance reports, all of it. I will simply tell the truth for those that don't show up. Text me debate, and I'll send you the flyer. Thursday night, doors will open at 4 p.m. at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff.
Hello.
The Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, Jeff. Morning. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to ask you a question that we finished up our interview last week talking about various things out there for treatments, flea and tick, topical versus internal medicine. And I got another text message this morning. They gave their dog flea and tick. I forget the brand name they mentioned it. It was a chewable.
Okay.
And the dog immediately spit it out.
Yep.
What do they do to get this dog to take this pill internally? How do they get him to swallow it? How do they get him to take it?
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. One way you can just, depending on how big the pill is, you can just kind of push it. Or you can take it and crumble it up and mix it in like hamburger or something like that and see if they'll eat it that way.
So it's the taste of the pill perhaps the dog didn't like?
Yeah. Or, I mean, maybe it's a dog like Cowboy. Cowboy is so suspicious of anything. If he even thinks that there's something shady going up, he won't take a treat from you at all. I mean, you could give him a steak, and if he thinks that there's something up there, there might possibly be a pill in it, he's like, uh-uh. I don't know. It could be taste. It could be the texture. Who knows? There's, you know, multiple reasons that can happen. So,
right. Okay.
But yeah, just as long as if it's an oral and it's a chewable, it's just as long as you get it into them. And I've had people do that where we'll, you know, crush it up and mix it in to, you know, like canned dog food or hamburger, or, you know, or whatever. So,
okay. Text message came back in response to that. Is it okay to feed dogs raw hamburger?
You can. They can deal with, you know, raw foods a little bit better than we can. Still is a good idea to cook it, though.
Okay.
You know, just because it does. You do have a little bit more of the risk of, you know, salmonella and E. coli and stuff like that, just like with us eating raw hamburger, too. But, you know, like I said, if you've seen some of the things dogs eat, I'm not that worried about raw hamburger.
Right.
So,
especially when they go outside and
yep.
They come back with something in their mouth, and you see them out there on the deck chewing away.
Yeah.
And it go out there, and it's like, okay, that's it. You know, pull it out of his mouth, throw it in the trash can,
yep.
And hopefully we're done with that. Another text message came in. Which of the topicals do you recommend that they can pick up locally, either at Tractor Supply or Walmart, Myers, places like that? Is there a particular one you like?
Frontline would probably be the one. That's going to be your safest one. And they do sell that at, and be careful too, because there's Frontline and then there's the knockoff Frontline. There's, cause the parent drug that's in there, it's called fipronil, is off patent. So that's why you have all these now you've got all these knockoffs and generic versions and things like that. But what they haven't been able to replicate is the carrier that the fipronil is in. So what's happened, the Frontline goes on like the Vectra, which is what we use here too. You run it in a stripe down the middle of the back, and then the compound that it is in helps that fipronil translocate or spread around the whole body. And they haven't been able to replicate that very well yet, at least not that I've seen, in the generic ones. So what will happen is somebody will use the generic ones. They'll come in. Yeah, there's no fleas down the middle of the back where they put the product, but they got fleas on their belly because the stuff never spread around. So if you're going to do the Frontline, I would do the brand name Frontline. And I've seen it at Tractor Supply Company. It's we don't even carry it at the clinic anymore because it's pretty much over the counter at this point. So you can do that. Same thing with Seresto collars. They actually work really well too. Make sure, though, really look on the back. Make sure you're not getting on the counterfeit one because I think we talked about it probably about last year or something, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where counterfeit flea products is a problem. So you really got to be sure where you're sourcing it from, especially if you're buying stuff online. Where are you getting it from? You know, and things like that. Make sure you're actually getting the real product.
Well, the question came in on that point. He's listening and responding interactively with Dr. Jeff here at Sioux Animal Hospital. Is there a location of where the real frontline is manufactured? Do we know exactly where it's from versus looking at the packaging and says, you know, made in China?
It is. Mariel makes it. And you know what? I really don't know where they make it at. I believe they make it. It's either made. Mariel. Okay, I'm thinking now. Is based in France. So either you're going to be, I believe it's France, you're going to see a European origin or a United States origin. Won't see a China origin on it, I don't believe.
Okay. Next question coming in this morning. Again, if you have a question for Dr. Jeff, text him to me at 231-360-5140. Says, when we were out walking the other day, very unusual. It's never happened before. Our dog took off out of nowhere, never done that, jerked the leash out of my wife's hands. This is a very obedient dog.
Yep.
My wife walks him usually, so that's why I was letting her hold the leash. The dog took off, short leash, ran away from them. Never's happened in 12 years. I guess the dog's 12 years old and they've had him since he was a puppy. Don't know what triggered it. It's never happened before.
Yeah.
We went running after him. He was gone. Turned around, was immediately freaked out, was going to go back to the house, jump in the vehicle.
Yeah.
The dog came toward us from the other direction. Have you ever heard of this happening, and how did he do it?
I have no idea. You'd be surprised. I don't know. Short circuit, I guess. something shorted out. But you know, they're animals. And remember, dogs sense the world in so much a different way than we do. He might have heard something, smelled something. Squirrel. You know, I got to be careful saying that. Cowboy's under my desk right now. That's his trigger word is squirrel. Oh, yeah.
Dad's talking the S word.
Yep.
Just say the S word with cowboy under your desk.
Oh, yeah. Why he did it, probably saw something or whatever. And, you know, and just decided to go investigate it for whatever reason.
Got it.
So,
what's happening there at Sioux Animal Hospital? I had your veterinarian student / doctor soon to be on.
Yep.
What's going on at the office? I know a lot of people have called and said they weren't able to leave a message that they were told per your machine to call back later. You must be crazy busy is one of the text messages.
Yeah, we're busy. So, but yeah, call during the day because we, you know, that's when you can leave messages. But we also have pet desk, and we utilize that more because we have a problem with our message machine. But sometimes you can get it, sometimes it eats messages, and so we're just like, you know, I'm not even going to use it. It's not working, but we have an app. It's called Pet Desk that you got a QR code. You sign up on it, and you can then right through a little app on your phone. You can, and it's secure. We're not, you know, the standard privacy, you know, yada yada yada. We're not selling your information or anything like that. But sure. Yeah, but you know, welcome to 21st century. You know, why call when you can text? And I bet Alexander Graham Bell. Yeah, why call when you can send a telegram? And I bet Alexander Graham Bell is spinning in his grave right now. He's like, what?
Well, how does this Pet Desk app work?
Well, what it'll work, you will get notifications. You can send us messages. We can send you messages. And you can also get push notifications that'll pop up like, hey, you know, you have an appointment coming. You can request appointments. They come through there. We get a lot of them right now. Actually, Marcy is now working at the clinic with me, and that's what she does. Is she's kind of our communications officer here, so she handles a lot of the you know, the emails and the electronic communications and the pet desks and the requests for appointments that, okay, we'll go ahead and get you set up. You can also request drug refills through there, and it'll give you alerts like we get your reminders that way. Hey, you know, Snuffy's due for for a distemper shot or something like that.
Sure. So you can actually communicate using this app kind of almost like an automatic text messaging system.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now, do people have to download that app on their phones? How does that work?
Yeah, you would download it on their phone. We are working right now, our 10-meter target right now is redoing our website, because that's kind of been put, because we've been so busy in developing and, you know, expanding the clinic and yada, 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 that, okay, now we're moving. We've got that all set. Now, okay, let's go ahead and we need to really... You know, we had a good website, but that could be so much better. So we're going to make sure, and I believe she did put it on the website already, the link that you can go and sign up for, and that way you can communicate with us, and that's probably the easiest way to go. I'm still looking for a phone person, and we're still looking for technicians. So anybody out there?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm while you're talking, I went into the app store. Pet Desk is one word, capital P, yep, capital D. And it looks like it's got a purple, probably one-third corner on the top left. The rest of it's green with a white screen. Is that the right app?
Yes.
Okay,
they call it Pet Partner now. Pet Partner, they change. Or they change the name. Okay. Pet Desk or Pet Partner. I've seen it both ways. So
okay, very good. That was under Pet Desk. So let's see, Pet Partner app. I'm going to click on that. Okay, that's a completely different one. Okay. Well, you know what? I'll go to the website. Yep. Is it on your website right now?
I believe so, actually, because like I said, I've been so busy. I kind of like the one thing that the military certainly taught me how to do is how to delegate.
Delegate, yes.
Here.
Gotcha.
I'm busy.
What is the Sioux Animal Hospital's website again?
It's SiouxAnimalHospital.com, all spelled out.
I'm sorry, SiouxAnimalHospital?
.com.
.com, all spelled out. Just, got it.
So,
well, one thing I think that people need to know is summer's coming. It's going to get hot and humid. All the critters, all the bugs, all the fleas and ticks are going to go into full power mode here soon. When do you think the warm weather will actually activate all this type of activity?
We're seeing ticks right now. Ticks are out. Ticks are active. Fleas are starting to come online. Like I said, ticks can overwinter a lot better than fleas can. So that's why we see a lot of ticks in the spring, because they're kind of coming out of, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes here, hibernation, although they don't really hibernate really. But so that's why you see ticks in the spring, and then as summer goes along, you start the winter with a very low flea population. Now the flea population is starting to rise right now. So right about now, we're going to start seeing more flea problem. Ticks kind of starting to drop off a little bit, but they're still out there. Right now, I know the horse flies are out. Holy cow!
right
out at the stable, and they are. Yeah, they're certainly out in force. So.
Very good. I got to give out the phone number.
Yep.
Please store this in your phone. 906 area code for Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. 635-5910. Yep. Again, 906-635-5910. Go ahead, Jeff.
I got one really quick thing. Okay, remember you talked about the Thunder Valley Equestrian Trail?
Yes.
That they canceled it. Rescheduled it. It is now 6:30, July 15th, which is, I believe, next Monday. You can either meet at the high. I'm gonna post this on our Facebook page. So either meet at Snowmobile Club. They did give out a phone number so that you can attend via telecommunication. So that's going to make it a lot easier to have a large presence of the equestrian population.
Okay, going so you're going to put that on the Facebook page.
Yep.
Very good. Excellent. It's going to be this coming Monday, the 15th.
Yeah,
15th. Go to Sioux Animal Hospital Facebook page for all the details. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Michigan's Child Protective Services is still not doing enough to protect possibly abused or neglected children, such as not doing face-to-face assessments of a suspected abuse or neglect victim within a day. That's according to an audit released Tuesday by the Office of the Auditor General. The audit is a follow-up from a scathing 2018 report that uncovered serious issues with Michigan's Child Protective Services during the administration of former Governor Rick Snyder. The follow-up report shows progress, something the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services